we found a story that speaks to why he's so bleeping beloved by players, but we'll get to that one in a second. He did have the player. He has a player that does a Harry Carey impersonation, which is really a Ryan Dempster impersonation of Harry Carey.
But it's Brent Suter, the former Milwaukee Brewer, quirky as hell and beloved.
Yeah. So that happened on Tuesday night.
It was great to be out here. You guys have a good one today. Let's win a ball game. You know, kind of thing.
See, it's all. So wait, let me make sure I can get this right. It's that guy doing a Dempster who's doing a Will Ferrell of Harry Carey.
He was coming out asking me, what would Harry Carey say? Because like throughout the day, he's always asking me, like, hey, what would Harry Carey say about this? What would Harry Carey say about that? And so I thought I beat him to the punch. He wasn't actually asking that at all, but I went like,
it was great to be out here. You guys have a good one today. Let's win a ball game. You know, kind of thing.
So that's on the mound. He's giving him Harry Carey on the mound. I think it's Brent Suter's impression of Derek Holland's impression of Ryan Dempster's impression of Will Ferrell's impression
of Harry Carey.
Correct. I think that's what it was.
I think that is fair.
But the Mike Napoli story that you're talking about that he told on the Eric Hosmer podcast.
Yeah, the Digging Deep show with Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas. This story is legendary. And if you were wondering, one, if Mike Napoli, who was with the Cubs for a long time, it was a legend, yes. If you were wondering if Tito Francona is a legend, yes. Here's why.
I got up to probably like $900,000 in front of me, 14 straight hours. You know, I was having a couple drinks, and then I got to the casino. It was like 2:30, and like, we're not serving alcohol anymore. And I'm like, what? I need a drink when I'm playing some blackjack, you know, like what's going on? And I'm like, I'm staying here till 5:30 till I can get a drink. I go back to the cage, I get like 20 grand and come back, and like 2 hours later I have like 200 grand in front of me. Like, this is insane, right? I got up to probably like $900,000 in front of me, 14 straight hours. Tito called me. I missed every appearance, everything the next day. And Tito's like, hey, man, you're on a heater. Stay. Like, I don't care. Whatever.
Francona says stay, dude.
Stay. He's like, hey, you're on a heater. This doesn't happen often. Like, go. You're good. So
I walked out
with like 600 grand.
And they were apparently making like Facebook groups because you were tipping out everybody.
Yeah, man, I talked to somebody and they were like, man, everybody in the casino walked away with like 3 extra grand in their paycheck.
That's awesome.
Great. Now I'm at the IRS.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hoss.
We can cut all this too. We can cut it all.
God, first of all, it kills me because I kept wanting to get Napoli on the radio when he was here as a coach and never did. That dude is wacky.
Lived a life.
Ooh, he's lived a life. But Tito Francona saying to a player, yeah, don't worry about today's game. You're on a heater. But this doesn't happen often.
But think about that. Think about like Tito being like, hey, man, are you all right? Yeah, Skip, I'm at the blackjack table and I'm up $900,000.
Whoa.
And him being like, oh, just stay there. You're not in the lineup tomorrow.
Dude.
Just stay right there.
That is the power of being a backup catcher, I think, at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So then Napoli shows up. I mean, he was on the active roster. I don't think they made a roster move. So he's there. He's available. But Lord knows you don't want to put him in.
Nope. Not after a night like that.
Wow.
Good for him. It's so awesome. But you know what? I started thinking, of course Francona is okay with someone gambling and then performing. Who was the baseball player that he helped get a baseball contract?
Michael Jordan.
Yep. He's seen it all.
Jordan loved him.